Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, a little bit of a warm-up on the way. Dr. Bill will tell us more about that coming up in just about 30 seconds. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've still got the accident at Three Notch in Hillcrest, moving it out of the roadway as we look good off of Airport, Spring Hill, and Moffitt and 65 from the 1065 split out towards Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, also across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've got light traffic so far on the way in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2018 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing for up to 60 months. Model 8377. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by the Sleep Center, Mobile's mattress experts, and Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream, 50 years and still dipping. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
And 707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Sure glad to have you all along on this Thursday. And Captain Bobby Abrascato joins us around 7:50 with the fishing report. Also Rob Holbert from Lanyap in the 8 o'clock hour. And Dalton, the weirdest thing I've seen on the web in a day.
That's saying something here.
It's the story of Julie McDowell. Okay, Julie McDowell, woman from Scotland who has a condition called synesthesia. Have you ever heard of synesthesia?
No.
It's where you cross your senses, like you see sounds, hear visions, those kind of things. Your senses get scrambled. In her case, her brain associates words with taste.
That's not good. Or it could be good. I don't know.
So the way she is, she hears a word or says a word, and then it has a taste that goes along with it. I know, y'all. It's just think about this for a second. So she's going viral right now on the web because she recently started telling people on Twitter what their name tastes like.
Okay. I'm interested now.
Okay. I think a lot of people are. She has gotten millions of requests over the past week and can't keep up, so now she only responds if you donate to her podcast through PayPal. There's no set amount. A couple bucks is probably enough, and she'll do three names. Luckily for me, somebody had already done my name, so I
don't think anyone's done my name yet.
So a few examples of some of the names she's already taste tested.
Okay.
The name Aaron, to her, tastes like a stale chocolate bar. So the name, I know it messes you up, but the name tastes a certain way.
Uh-huh.
Brandon and Brent both taste like flat Coca-Cola.
Wow. Sorry, Brandon and Brent.
Brian tastes like shredded coconut.
I'm going to let my cousin know.
Danielle tastes like SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
The name Keith tastes like mint gum. Madison tastes like a mix of chocolate and earwax.
Ugh.
How does she know what earwax tastes like? Ugh. Sam tastes like tuna fish. And Sean tastes like furniture polish.
Oh, no.
If you want to find out what your name tastes like, her Twitter handle is at Julie A.M. Well, it's Julie A. McDowell. J-U-L-I-E A-M little C D-O-W-A-L-L. So at Julie A. McDowell. And you can go and post up your name and she'll tell you what your name tastes like.
I bet Miss Cleo wish she would have thought of that.
I'm glad you called. If Miss Cleo would have been worth her salt, she could have just called me and known that I wanted to get my reading, her psychic reading.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she dead?
I don't think so.
Just Google that during the break. See if Miss Cleo is still alive, and y'all will tell you more about what your name tastes like. Now, with some real news, here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A teenager is missing this morning, and Florida authorities believe she is in danger. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Erin Marie Waldrop from Milton, authorities attorneys want to hear from you. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office has classified this teenager as missing and endangered. They believe that she's in the custody of 24-year-old Larry Lewis Powers, also known as Marshall Powers. The teenager and Powers were last seen in Milton on Davis Highway in Escambia County this past Tuesday. Officials believe that they may be headed west of Santa Rosa County. An active warrant has been issued for Powers as a result of his involvement in this situation. If you have information, you are encouraged to call 911 or Crime Stoppers at 850-437-STOP. Today, yes, is Thursday, and a great day for federal government employees as checks are being deposited into bank accounts right now. That's according to the Office of Management and Budget. Workers began receiving their back pay this week, and most of all the checks should be accounted for by today. Here's a tweet saying, quote, thanks to the hard work of talented employees at USOPM at OMB Press, Department of Defense, DFAS, USDA, NFC, USGSA, and Interior. Furloughed employees are getting paid in record time. Some employees will receive pay today, and most employees will be paid by January 31st, which of course is today. You'll recall nearly 800,000 federal workers went without pay. They were furloughed during the record-long 35-day shutdown. Congress and President Trump finally reached a temporary deal to reopen the government last week, but if both sides don't come to terms by February the 15th, well, we could go through yet another government shutdown all over again. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pritchard police are looking for the gunman in the city's third homicide of 2019. A man was found shot death at First Avenue and Bull's Head Street last night. Police have yet to release the victim's name. A man is in custody this morning after hitting a police officer with his car, leading to a chase that ended in Tolmanville.
Then I saw the tie bouncing. Then I saw the car.
33-year-old Elric Taylor is facing a list of charges, including assault. He's been arrested more than 20 times in Mobile County. A semi-truck attempting to run vehicles off the road led to a standoff that shut down I-10 for hours. Mobile County deputies say 33-year-old Michael Mack hit four vehicles before continuing into Mississippi. When approached by authorities, he barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck, armed with a machete. Tris Pharma has expanded its voluntary recall of infants' ibuprofen. The affected brands include CVS Health and Equate, which is sold at Walmart. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell finally comments publicly on the infamous pass interference non-call from the NFC Championship game. A big raise for Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley, and Auburn basketball snaps a losing streak in a big way. It's quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers snapped a three-game losing streak with a huge 92-58 home win over Missouri. Jared Harper scored 16 points, while Bryce Brown and Chuma Okeke each had 14. Auburn went into halftime with only a three-point lead, but they dominated in the second half, outscoring Mizzou 58-27. The final score ended in Auburn's largest margin of victory over an SEC team at Auburn Arena since it opened back in 2010. Next game for Auburn is a huge one in our state, with the Alabama Crimson Tide heading to Auburn to face the Tigers on Saturday night. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the other two SEC games from last night, number 19 LSU went on the road and beat Texas A&M 72-57, and Florida outlasted Ole Miss in overtime 90-86. In football news, USA Today reported yesterday that former Oklahoma defensive coordinator Mike Stoops is expected to join the University of Alabama staff as an off-field analyst. Stoops served as Oklahoma's defensive coordinator for 7 seasons, beginning in 2012. He was fired in October by current Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley 1 day after a 48-45 loss to Texas. Stoops was also the Arizona head coach from 2004 to 2011, where he posted a 41-50 record with the Wildcats. Speaking of Oklahoma, yesterday the Sooners gave head coach Lincoln Riley a raise, making him one of the top 10 highest-paid coaches in college football. The Sooners brass bumped Riley's 2019 salary to $6 million after he made $4.8 million last year. And on top of the $6 million, Riley will receive an extra $700,000 annually for each year that he remains with the Sooners through the 2023 season. And if Riley stays at Oklahoma past March of 2021, he'll be paid an extra $1 million. All of those raises plus Riley can add up to $750,000 annually in performance bonuses. According to USA Today, Riley's salary would match Dan Mullen's with Florida in 8th place among coaches. Alabama's Nick Saban still has the highest annual salary of college coaches at $8.3 million. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh and Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher are tied for second at $7.5 million. In NFL news, League Commissioner Roger Goodell held his annual State of the NFL News Conference yesterday in the lead-up to Super Bowl 53. In regard to the officiating controversy at the end of the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game, Goodell said that the league would discuss changes that could help avoid such occurrences in the future.
I understand the stage, and I understand the importance of it to New Orleans and to this franchise and to the NFL. And so I made them aware of the fact that I was committed to doing everything possible to think outside the box and try to come up with solutions.
Goodell said that it would be put to the competition committee this offseason and that discussions on expanding the use of replay to help correct on-field officiating mistakes would continue. Goodell also said that the league needs to figure out how to create more opportunities for minority head coaching candidates to get the quarterback's coach and offensive coordinator positions that are leading to head coaching jobs. And in regard to quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has a pending collusion lawsuit against the league, Goodell said that it's up to individual teams to determine whom they sign and don't sign, and that the league office has nothing to do with that. 718 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Live better. That's the mission for MedSouth of Foley, providing quality care and equipment to their patients for over 30 years. Visit MedSouth on McKenzie Street or call 943-9119. Improving lives and community. MedSouth in Foley.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Hold one at Three Notch, Croner, and Hillcrest, just waiting for the wreckers, but out of the roadway. It's been a good ride across the Bayway, Dolphin, Moffin, 65, and heading up towards Saraland, a good ride in. With Valentine's Day quickly approaching, it's time to consult the experts at the Battle House Hotel and Spa. Enjoy champagne upon arrival of your two-night stay at the historic Four Diamond Hotel, and don't forget about that spa treatment. Call 415-3081. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right,
7:21, FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will talk with us about a warm-up and some rain in our forecast. And let me add in the brand-new weather term that I picked up here during the cold weather outbreak. This came out of a TV station in Pennsylvania. Frost quakes.
Ooh.
Now, I know it sounds like a breakfast cereal. Frost quakes.
Something, never heard that before.
Nor had I, so we'll get into that in just a second.
All right, appreciate it, Sean. Hey, are you a Valentine's Day professional? Well, then you already know that no Valentine's Day is complete without flowers. Now, the list of women that I need to send flowers to is getting longer and longer by the year. My wife, my meemaw, my mom, and soon I'm going to have a daughter. That means this year it is imperative that I get some beautiful flowers for my wife. But I'm not worried because I'm a Valentine's Day professional. My Valentine's Day pro move is to keep it simple and send Pro Flowers. They make it so easy to order like a pro and find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price, and you already know they have that 7-day freshness guaranteed. Remember, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. 2 weeks from now, we'll be celebrating Valentine's Day. If you hurry, right now you can get one dozen red roses with a free glass vase for $24.99 plus shipping and handling. To do that, visit proflowers.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the promo code Dalton. That's D-A-L-T-O-N. You'll get the perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone and enter the code Dalton. Make sure you order today. 7:22. Now time to check news headlines for this Thursday morning. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Higher pay for correctional officers could keep more people safe inside of our Alabama prisons. It's one of the reasons Commissioner Jeff Dunn of the Alabama Department of Corrections has requested funding for a 20% increase in pay for security staff and to hire 500 more correctional officers. Dunn appeared before legislators at a budget hearing on Wednesday. The ADOC is requesting a $42 million increase to its appropriation from the state general fund from $477 million to $519 million for the next fiscal year, which starts October the 1st. A large chunk of that money is $26 million, and that's designed to pay for those additional officers and higher pay for officers, saying, quote, although our recruiting efforts have increased, we still are down to 50% or lower staffing levels in many of our major facilities. And there's a direct correlation between the shortage of officers in our prisons and the increase in violence. That quote coming from Dunn once again. Now, the ADOC is under a federal court order to increase its security staff as well as mental health care per U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson and his 2017 ruling that mental health care in state prisons failed to meet constitutional standards and cited a shortage of officers as a key factor. So Wednesday's budget says that by increasing staff, ADOC would actually reduce overtime costs by $6 million next year. You know, it may be a few hours before lunchtime, but at least you have more time to find a backup option if your kiddos love chicken nuggets. Tyson Foods is recalling approximately 36,420 pounds of chicken nugget products after some customers reported finding rubber in their packages. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced that recall of Tyson White Meat Panko Chicken Nuggets. The items were produced on November 26, 2018, are found in 5-pound plastic packages with a best-if-used date by November 26, 2019. Look for the establishment number of P13556 inside as well. Now, they were all shipped nationwide. Good news is there's no confirmed reports of injuries or sicknesses, but you are encouraged to throw away the product if it's right now in your freezer or return it back to the place of purchase. If you have questions, call 1-888-747-7611. That's a number to the Tyson Consumer Relations Department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And maybe just get Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come out and give them the chicken nuggets while you're at it there. The one that got me, I mean, the plastic doesn't bother me. The rubber doesn't. It's not like it didn't bother me, but it was last week or the week before when they had wood chips in the chicken, and I was like, how? Rubber or something like that, you could at least picture that something happened in the food processing conveyor belt or something that got in there. But wood?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where the wood would apply there. I mean, they're not corn dogs.
No.
So how does the wood...
Maybe, as far as the rubber is concerned, maybe this was like a marketing move, because some frozen food tastes like rubber.
That's what I'm about to say. Some of those nuggets taste like rubber anyway.
And if you're able to tell that there's rubber in there, and it doesn't taste like the nuggets normally taste, well, that's only good news for your company, right?
I guess. Take responsibility for your own meat, and you don't have those problems. All right. Hey, heads up. Speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you got to get the house organized. Yeah, maybe you want to get it done for a New Year's resolution. Maybe you want to clear out some space because you have family coming in for Mardi Gras. Whatever it is, you got junk in your home, you got junk in your office, you got a storage unit full of junk you don't know what to do with, let Trey handle it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They come out, they take the junk away. It's a pretty simple plan, but it's very efficient. You get on the phone, you get on the website, you book the appointment. It's a day, it's a specific time, and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK comes out and gets it done quickly and efficiently. I like this too. The price they quote you, that's the price you pay. Even if they turn out to find that you have like metal I-beams underneath the cardboard boxes, doesn't matter. That's the price you pay, what they quoted you. So check them out today online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. All right, 727. Let me roll this clip here because it's not the whole thing, and I will try to link up the whole story on my Twitter feed, because I think you need to see all the characters in this story. Don't you think there's some...
Yeah, I think so. There's some interesting people.
All right, just a little bit of it here.
If people hear these booms...
This is, by the way, this is about frost quakes. Not a breakfast cereal. This is a thing.
But now more and more people are reporting frost quakes in Pennsylvania.
These frost quakes, they sound more like a boom or a bang, and then we get a little shake in the house.
This isn't the...
Okay. So this story that, because a bunch of these stories are running right now because it's so cold in so many parts of the country. You know, it's so cold that, you know, those kind of stories. And this one is about frost quakes. These are like earthquakes, but they say they are booms caused by the wet ground freezing too quickly. So because of the huge cold weather outbreak, the ground freezes. And then, in freezing, it gives a tremor that feels like there's people up in this area of Pennsylvania saying it's like earthquakes, shaking stuff in their house. They hear booms.
So that's almost like if you're in a theater, a surround sound theater, and they show like ground freezing really quickly and
right.
You hear that bass rumbling.
Yeah.
That's almost like that in real life.
I didn't ever think about that. Yeah, you see some kind of sci-fi movie where things freeze and you do get that. So they're saying that this is called a frostquake. It's a thing. It's reported, I think, 7 different states have reported this over time. As far south as Tennessee.
Wow.
But this one out of Pennsylvania, they're having trouble with frostquakes. So there you go. It's just a term I had never heard before. Maybe you do know about frostquakes. It was just news to me. I thought I'd pass it on. Yep. And I will put this story up, the full story from whatever the TV station is here out of Pennsylvania, because it's chock full of people commenting on the frostquakes,
including geologist Jerry Jones.
Yes,
which, it's great name.
You've got to see this.
And I think we need to ask staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about that. He's the only person I know that might have any inkling of a clue.
I bet you we'll open up the text line here in a second. People are like, oh yeah, everybody knows about frostquakes, but there's news to me. So speaking of Dr. Bill, he joins us in just a couple minutes, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A 20-year-old is in jail this morning after he crashed his car through the fence at Pensacola International Airport and did donuts on the runway.
As soon as the fence was breached, alarms went off.
20-year-old Zane Carlson is from Navarre. He tried to get away but was caught by police. Mobile police are asking anyone with video from the day Officer Sean Tudor was killed to come forward. 19-year-old Marco Perez is charged with capital murder. Police officer Tudor was working undercover at Peach Place Inn Michigan when Perez shot and killed him January 20th. Investigators announced Wednesday they would like to talk to more witnesses. Pritchard police are looking for the gunman in the city's third homicide of 2019. A man was found shot to death at First Avenue and Bull's Head Street last night. Police have yet to release the victim's name. Mississippi could tighten regulations on tinted windows. People with sensitivity to sunlight can get a doctor's note to allow for a darker tint. Now lawmakers are discussing removing that exemption. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's easy to find Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. At I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe. Inside is Alabama's largest selection of top-quality safes. When you buy a Liberty Safe, you get superior protection for your most valuable possessions.
Come to Mike Ward's today to get the style of safe at the right security level to fit your needs. You're going to get service no other store can offer.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 at Moffett Road. Lock them up.
As many as 10 people have died as the result of extreme cold in the upper Midwest. The
U.S. Postal Service is still not delivering to parts of six states. There's a state of emergency still in effect in at least three states.
There's Natasha Chen. The coldest air in a generation delivered a minus 21 reading, setting a new record low in Chicago this morning. Strong words from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo over U.S. policy on Venezuela, where mass walkouts took place.
This is a once wealthy nation with enormous natural resources, and yet we have a humanitarian crisis. We've had 3 million refugees leave Venezuela. This is a catastrophe, a man-made catastrophe by the Maduro regime, and we're intent on helping the Venezuelan people correct it.
Pompeo appearing on Fox News' Sean Hannity. A California parole panel has recommended that Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten be granted parole after serving more than four decades in prison. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The UN's Intellectual Property Organization says companies in the U.S., Japan, and South Korea are the top filers of patent applications involving artificial intelligence. It found that IBM and Microsoft have the most AI patent applications, followed by Toshiba, Samsung, and NEC. Microsoft says computer chip shortages sliced expected sales of its Windows operating system in the last 3 months of 2018, and the scarcity will likely continue to hurt sales in the months ahead. The shortage, which plagued longtime partner Intel in the final months of last year, led to a 5% drop in revenue in the latest quarter from Microsoft's customers that make computers. Shares of Royal Dutch Shell are among the biggest risers in Europe, up more than 3% after the oil company reported a rise in quarterly profit. Shell says it benefited from high prices in oil, gas, and liquid natural gas. On Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Right, down in the 30s this morning, but not as cold as yesterday.
Yeah, and it's going to continue to warm up. Yesterday we had a high of 50 after 31 in the morning. And today we should get into the upper 50s, possibly getting to 60 degrees, and we should have plenty of sunshine today. Now, there's a big difference in the wind after being out of the north. It's going to move around to the east this afternoon, and it'll be out of the east tomorrow, and then over the weekend, out of the south and southeast. Now, tonight, it won't be as cold, 42 degrees tonight, so we'll stay in the 40s. And then tomorrow, we'll definitely get into the 60s. It'll be mostly cloudy and about 62 for tomorrow afternoon. Now, as for the weekend, well, it'll be partly cloudy to mostly cloudy. We have a chance of a few showers on Saturday, a little better chance for showers on Sunday. Now, the high on Saturday, 65 degrees, and then on Sunday, we're going to be in the upper 60s, possibly making it to 70 degrees. And the warming will continue as we get into next week, because Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, look for some scattered showers, and temperatures in the low to mid-70s. So it's almost a touch of spring as we get into early next week.
Yeah, and we talked about that a little bit last hour, kind of the, not the day-to-day forecast, but the bigger view here. Some years spring gets started in the month of February. Some years we're still dealing with winter on into March.
And last year, February was the coldest February we've ever had in Mobile. We didn't have any real extremes and lows, but it was very consistent and resulted in a rather chilly month. Now, usually around the 15th or so, we kind of look at the possibility of spring getting close, because temperatures start to increase on the average from the middle of February and on. But we've had historically some pretty cold March cold waves, and particularly in the early part of March. So winter's not over.
Yeah, the biggest snow I remember in the state of Alabama was in March back in 93. I was up in Tuscaloosa, and I remember, I mean, the snow was piled up, and it was cold.
That was called the storm of the century in the early March of 1993, a big, powerful storm that came out of the Gulf and right up the eastern seaboard.
And Dr. Bill, that kind of information available, I know, like highs, lows, snow, no snow, cold, all that in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
36 pages of weather information, hurricanes, and of course the tide tables. You can pick up your free copy or two at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, and you'll also find copies over at Robert Moore Christmastown. Over in the Eastern Shore in Fairhope at Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate, and also at Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County and at Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams is forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic with Kane, and Kelly's got her headlines all coming up next.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new wrecks. Spring Hill Avenue and the East I-65 Service Road North, they've got one without injury. State Troopers tell us they're clear, but they're running a lot of radar, especially as you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, also in Tillman's Corner near Theodore Dawes and Highway 90 and I-10. The good news is no other wrecks. Traffic running smooth across the Bayway and the Causeway. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McGray Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Denver.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party, parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. With four locations on the Gulf Coast and tower on Ryan Park, Mobile's premier downtown residence. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute daily on FM Talk 106.5.
740 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. And coming up next hour, Rob Holbert joins us from Lagniappe. Lots to talk about with him. And speaking of Lagniappe, big thank you to Dale Leish, who came out yesterday and joined me for Midday Mobile. We're live at Ed's Seafood Shed and did a 1 hour of Midday Mobile. Then the Scuttlebutt Network on from 1 to 2. We'll be back out there, not this coming Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. And if all the places I could do broadcast, the ones that serve me fantastic food, Nick and the crew out there, and Pete and everybody at Ed's. Wow, we had catfish and shrimp, oysters and with greens.
Mm.
I had shrimp with grits, greens, a crawfish sauce on top of it, and then a side of oysters.
And they said they cooked their greens with ham hock, right?
Yes,
so you can even get little dices of ham in there.
It was fantastic. Wow. It was like plate clean and good. So, yeah, I can't wait to get back out there. Not this coming Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. Check them out. Also, Saturday, they're doing their pancake breakfast. 100% of the proceeds going to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. It's $10. You get pancakes, you get sausage, you get your drink, the whole nine yards. That goes on from 8:30 to 11. I know it's weird to say, like, Ed's, you're like, breakfast? Yeah, they're doing breakfast. And Dick said he's going to get in there at 4 in the morning, start cooking pancakes, getting everything ready. So that's going to be happening from 8:30 to 11 on Saturday. Stop by and grab yourself a breakfast. If you're coming, you can come in and eat, sit down. If you want to take it to go, they'll do that as well. Once again, 100% of the proceeds from that pancake breakfast at Ed's Seafood Shed going to the Officer Sean Tudor Memorial Fund. So grab some breakfast and help out on Saturday. 7:42, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A local business forced to stop manufacturing what was once a big seller and has to slash about 185 jobs. Standard Furniture is located in Bay Minette. They say they plan to stop manufacturing laminated case goods at their Bay Minette location and eliminate about 185 jobs. The company is blaming competition from bedroom products produced by overseas manufacturers as the reason for ending a product line which represents less than 6% of Standard's annual revenue. Now, Furniture Today is reporting that production should end around March 31st, but there is good news as Standard says they will relocate their home accessories and warehousing operations from Frisco City, Alabama to Bay Minette. Standard Furniture reports growth in other areas and plans to increase capacity in other locations. If you're looking to get healthier in the new year, there's a health fair this Friday designed just for you as the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc. and Delta Theta Omega chapter host the 4th annual Community Health and Wellness Fair. The Pink Goes Red for Heart Health program is free, and it's a health and wellness event designed to educate women and the communities that they serve about the risk factors of heart disease and stroke. The goal is to join forces with sister chapters across the nation to reach 100,000 women and improve health outcomes for those affected by heart disease and stroke, the number one and number five killers of women, respectively. Now, listen to this. Approximately 1 in 4 women die of heart disease every single day. That's 25%. So here's what you need to know. You're going to learn how to do a Heart Saver CPR class, a blood pressure and BMI weight monitoring, the holy yoga, line dancing, healthy cooking, and more. Be sure to wear your red activewear so you can get your exercise on. That's Friday, February 1st from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Ivy Center located at 4363 Downtowner Loop North, right here in Mobile. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 7:43 FM Talk 106.5. Another heads up here, another great event at Cottage Hill Package tomorrow night. Guggenheim has their free wine tasting. It starts at 6, goes till 8. Enjoy great atmosphere, great wine tomorrow night at 6:09 at Cottage Hill Package. Why are they starting at 6:09? Usually they start at 6.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like the NCAA championship tip-off where they have to put it at a certain time so you'll remember.
Okay, so it's 6:09. I would just tell y'all, be there at 6. Cottage Hill Package, they're hosting Guggenheim Winery for a free wine tasting, and they have their, it'll be the first of their tasting events for the month of February, which will be busy. All are welcome to come out and taste some of the best performing top quality wines from Argentina. Alabama Crown will be there with Guggenheim wines for you to taste and plenty on hand to purchase as well. They got their sparkling Malbec Rosé, the Reserva Cabernet Sauvignon, the Reserva Malbec, and their Torontes wines. And take advantage of the knowledge of the staff, the wisdom there, because they have an incredible selection, not only of wines, but spirits and South Alabama's largest inventory of craft beers and hand-wrapped cigars. So you're buying a little something for yourself, something for Mardi Gras, maybe for a gift. Great place to do it, Cottage Hill Package. Corner Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, online at cottagehillpackage.com. Make sure to like them on Facebook. 7:45, Captain Bobby's on the way, plus we talk sports with Dalton next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Pritchard police are looking for the gunman in the city's third homicide of 2019. A man was found shot dead at First Avenue and Bull's Head Street last night. Police have yet to release the victim's name. A man is in custody this morning after hitting a police officer with his car, leading to a chase that ended in Tolmanville.
Then I saw the tie bouncing. Then I saw the car.
33-year-old Elric Taylor is facing a list of charges, including assault. He's been arrested more than 20 times in Mobile County. A semi-truck attempting to run vehicles off the road led to a standoff that shut down I-10 for hours. Mobile County deputies say 33-year-old Michael Mack hit four vehicles before continuing into Mississippi. When approached by authorities, he barricaded himself inside the cab of his truck, armed with a machete. Tris Pharma has expanded its voluntary recall of infants' ibuprofen. The affected brands include CVS Health and Equate, which is sold at Walmart. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell finally comments publicly on the infamous pass interference non-call in the Rams-Saints championship game. A big raise for Oklahoma head coach Lincoln Riley, and Auburn basketball snaps a losing streak in a big way. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball, the Auburn Tigers snapped a three-game losing streak with a huge 92-58 home win over Missouri. Jared Harper scored 16 points, while Bryce Brown and Chuma Okeke each had 14. Auburn went into halftime with only a three-point lead, but dominated in the second half, outscoring Mizzou 58-27. The final score ended in Auburn's largest margin of victory over an SEC team at Auburn Arena since it opened back in 2010. The next game for Auburn, a big one in our state, with the Alabama Crimson Tide heading to Auburn to face the Tigers on Saturday night. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. In the other two SEC games from last night, number 19 LSU went on the road and beat Texas A&M 72-57, and Florida outlasted Ole Miss in overtime 90-86. In football news, USA Today reported yesterday that former Oklahoma defensive coordinator Mike Stoops is expected to join the University of Alabama football staff as an off-field analyst. Stoops served as Oklahoma's defensive coordinator for seven seasons, beginning in 2012. He was fired in October by current Sooners head coach Lincoln Riley one day after a 48-45 loss to Texas. Stoops was also the Arizona head coach from 2004 to 2011, where he posted a 41-50 record with the Wildcats. Speaking of Oklahoma, yesterday the Sooners gave head coach Lincoln Riley a raise, making him one of the top 10 highest-paid coaches in college football. The Sooners brass bumped Riley's 2019 salary to $6 million after he made $4.8 million last year. And on top of that $6 million, Riley will receive an extra $700,000 annually for each year that he remains with the Sooners through 2023. If Riley stays at Oklahoma past March of 2021, he'll be paid an extra $1 million. All of those raises, plus Riley can net up to $750,000 annually in performance bonuses. According to USA Today, Riley's salary would match Dan Mullins with Florida in eighth place among coaches. Alabama's Nick Saban is still the highest paid coach annually at $8.3 million. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh and Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher are tied for second at $7.5 million. In NFL news, league commissioner Roger Goodell held his annual State of the NFL News Conference yesterday in the lead-up to Super Bowl 53. In regard to the officiating controversy at the end of the Saints-Rams NFC Championship game, Goodell said that the league would discuss changes that could help avoid such occurrences in the future.
I understand the stage, and I understand the importance of it to New Orleans and to this franchise and to the NFL. And so I made them aware of the fact that I was committed to doing everything possible to think outside the box and try to come up with solutions.
Goodell said that it would be put to the competition committee this offseason and that discussions on expanding the use of replays to help correct on-field officiating mistakes would continue. Goodell also said that the league needs to figure out how to create more opportunities for minority candidates to get the quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator positions that are leading to head coaching jobs. And in regard to quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who has a pending collusion lawsuit against the league, Goodell said that it's up to individual teams to determine whom they sign and don't sign, and that the league office has nothing to do with that. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warmer with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
From the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, westbound I-10 across the Bayway, approaching the causeway. You've got the lanes coming into Daphne, so be careful. Also, you're seeing heavier traffic eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65 this morning. Only one accident still in the middle of the roadway, Spring Hill Avenue in the east I-65 service road north. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. Now open Fridays and Saturdays for your convenience, and they even offer sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
The Mobile Boat Show is coming February 8th to the Mobile Convention Center. It's the oldest and biggest show in the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more for 1 weekend only. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget, and it's fun for the whole family. February 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
7:53, Captain Bobby's on the way right here on Mobile Mornings. First, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News out of our state capitol and the DNC camp, as the Democratic National Committee has set hearings on challenges to the election of Alabama Democratic Party Chairwoman Nancy Worley. According to the DNC, an evidentiary hearing has been set for February the 11th, unless a resolution is reached by mediation. And if there are any more challenges, the party's Credentials Committee, they will hear those challenges February 14th. The panel
panel will then make a recommendation to the full DNC. Now, two challenges were filed saying multiple rules were broken to favor Worley and Vice Chairman Randy Kelly. This after news surfaced after the November election that the party did not spend all available funds backing even more candidates. It's a new year. Why not kick it off with a new job? The Grand Hotel and the Floribama want you to join their team as more than 300 jobs are opening up for seasonal hiring for both spring and summer. The Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa needs more than 125 associates, full-time, part-time, on-call, and seasonal positions. Front desk associates, drivers, bell persons, recreation attendants, pool servers, dishwashers, and more. Seasonal positions generally start in March or April and continue until October. If this sounds interesting to you, Monday, February 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You'll want to go to the job fair, but you must apply first at pchresortscareers.com/apply now. You need to be at least 16 years of age for some jobs, and some of them require you to be 21 years of age or older. Call 251-990-6378. And the Floribama job fair is next Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is also including Saturday, February 9th, so February 5th and February 9th. More than 200 openings need to be filled at five businesses: Floribama, Floribama Liquor and Lotto, Floribama Yacht Club, Floribama Old River Grill, and Floribama Marina and Water Sports. You need to be at least 16 years of age and up to fill the positions of kitchen prep, dishwasher, cook, liquor store, dockhand, and more. Be sure you bring your driver's license and Social Security card. Now go claim that job. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. You'll find them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go in there, get the gear you need for the last of deer season, maybe getting ready for turkey season, or get the gear Captain Bobby uses to catch those fish. And speaking of which, from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato, good morning.
I'll tell you what else you can pick up there is they got the 2019 Marine Resources Tide Information Calendar, too, that's out now, by the way, which is a incredibly useful piece of information, and you can get that at McCoy's too. And don't let Chip charge you for it, because they are free.
He's running a racket on them. Hey, explain to folks, because why that's so important, because that, I mean, that dictates if somebody calls and books a trip with A-Team, you're going to kind of walk through the tides as well.
And that's what I use. We look at the tides. It gives you the tides all the way through the year, as well as moon phases. And it's got some other great information. I keep them on the boat because it's got size and creels for all of the fish that you might catch in our area. It's got state records in case you get lucky enough to get something that's close to a state record. You got that listed right there. So really, really good piece of information. And not only McCoy's. McCoy's has them, of course, but just about any place that has anything to do with outdoors, you're going to be able to pick those up.
It's a good tip, and we'll talk more about tides, and let's talk about fishing right now. It's been pretty cold, but maybe not as rainy as it's, and that's relative, as it has been the last few weeks.
Yeah, I like that, not as rainy. But, you know, it's showing up, too, because the rivers, it dropped out. We got a little bubble, and now that's dropping out, and there's not really any significant rain in the forecast. So, you know, the clarity in the river systems and even down south in the marsh systems has really responded well to that. There's a lot of really pretty water. I say prettier water, and the fish reacted to it too. It hit some good trips on trout on Friday and Saturday, some really nice sized trout, all on artificial bait, and which tells you that the fish are able to see the lure. Then moved down in the marsh on Sunday and Monday, and had particularly Monday had a really good redfish trip down there. Caught just a variety of sizes of reds, so there's fish to be caught despite the cold weather. I think it's only going to continue to improve as these rivers drop out. And then speaking of tides, we got this really nice big incoming tide this weekend. That's going to help, and the weather I think is going to allow us to get out even out to the mouth of the bay and some close in stuff. And there's just a bunch of fish that can be caught out there on natural or our artificial bait, particularly on gulp out there, some of that close-in structure out there off the island out there at the mouth of the bay.
Sounds good, and even better is getting that trip booked with you. If we want to get a trip booked right now or looking forward to the spring, how do we do it?
Just go to 18fishing.com, and there's a little It's got all of our contact information on there on the Contact Us tab. You can hit us on the email or just give us a call, and we can get you fixed up. And we are booking right now. I can promise you that.
Yeah, and remind folks, this is what we'll be talking about next week, a whole bunch, too, that we're going to be, of course, back for the Guide's Corner at the Mobile Boat Show so people can come out and get these tips firsthand from you.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun, man. You set that up a couple of 3 years ago. We really, really enjoyed doing that, man. It's a lot of fun. You walk up, and it's a little hands-on-y type of stuff. We can put your hands on the rods and reels and talk, you know, one-on-one on techniques and that sort of thing. We'll be hanging out with you all weekend next weekend.
All right, come out and see us. Thanks, Captain Bobby.